Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you for your word. I ask you to give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge by the Holy Ghost on your mighty word. You say no scriptures of private interpretation. So, Lord, reveal it to us as we study the word today. And we praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now is our series about how to walk in divine health. It's something that I want everybody to know, how to walk in divine health. I've learned how to do this over the last 20 years, and so I want to share with you some of the things I've learned. Well, to walk in divine health requires a lot of knowledge of God's Word. You have to put the King first. You got to get in there, study the Word. You got to put Him first. And if you don't put Him first and walk in obedience to His Word, it's absolutely impossible to walk in divine health. But if you'll make God the God of your life, the King of your life, you'll put Him first. You'll do everything He tells you to do in His Word. If you will put Him first and put no other gods before Him, you'll worship Him and praise Him and love Him and do all the things He tells you to do in His Word. Then and only then can you walk in divine health. Now then, the last couple of sessions we've been talking about the enemy. Paul told us in Ephesians 6, who the enemy is. He told us what to put on. He told us how to walk in truth and peace and a shield of righteousness, a helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, all these things. He told us about those things. But I read those things for years and didn't know what it meant. But now I'm beginning to understand what they mean. And we talked about those in great detail in the last session. But now then, after we've learned who the enemy is and we're told what to do about it, now then we're fixing to go to a scripture. These verses tell us what weapons to use against the enemy, how to make them work for us. Now this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. Now 1 Corinthians 10 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Now then, verse 5 says, "We cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." When you get a hold of what those scriptures meant, it will totally change your life. That means that every thought that comes to our mind, every thought. Now, a lot of the thoughts that come to your mind come from you. Some of them come from the devil. Some of them come from God. You have these three sources feeding information into you. Now then, God communicates with your spirit directly. And then your spirit communicates with your mind. And your mind communicates with your body. But that mind can receive inputs not only from God through your spirit, but any time the communications from the Spirit of God comes to your spirit, which comes to your mind, any time God's communicating to you, His communication will always line up with His Word. God will never tell you to do something that's wrong. Just like one day a man told me. He said, "That Matthew 18:19. You tell me that verse works?" I said, "Oh, yeah, it works." He says, "Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." I said, "Sure, it works. It's God's word." He said, "Okay." Now, this man's married, and this man was a preacher in a church. He says, "Then I want you to agree with me in prayer that God will give me a new woman, that He'll do something with the wife I got and give me another one." He meant he wanted another woman. He didn't want her to be transformed. He wanted another one. And I told him, I said, "God won't answer that prayer." But I said, "If we agree in prayer and ask Him to change the one you got and make her a different woman, then He'll do that." But I said, "He's not going to take that woman out and give you another one, I can assure you." When a thought like that comes to your mind, that communication probably was his own thoughts as well as mixed with the devil. But that's why the Lord is telling us here to capture every thought that comes to that mind. Every thought. Meditate on that thought. Bring that thought into captivity. Does that thought line up with the Word? In other words, does that thought tell me to do something good for someone? Or does it tell me to do something bad for someone? Then when you capture every thought, since your mind receives inputs from three sources. Number one, it's supposed to hear from God. Now, we all hear from God if we're Christians. Now, some of us have never learned to discern the voice of God. When He talks to you, it's a thought that comes to your mind. Under normal conditions, God will speak to you out of His Word. You may read the Word one day and something just jumps off the page at you. That was God communicating with you. He's talking to you. Well, it's coming to your mind. Whenever a word from God in His Word jumps off this page at you, you don't even have to be concerned about capturing that thought. If God tells you to walk holy in His presence, that means what it says. So you only have to obey what it says. But if a thought comes to your mind to disobey God's Word, then you know it's not God. So that's got to be coming from the enemy. So that's when you capture that thought and you cast down that thought, throwing it away. You don't meditate on that one like you would. God tells you in His Word, or God speaks to you, and you just in your spirit, you may be driving down the road, and you all of a sudden you remember that John, a friend of yours that lives over here a little bit, maybe a mile or two off to the side, you're approaching a road that goes to John's house, and all of a sudden something just says, why don't you go by and see John? I mean, that thought comes to you so clear. Well, that's God. God is telling you through His Spirit, communicating with your spirit, why don't you go by and see John? Now then, when your mind captures that thought, you're either going to obey that thought. Now then, probably right behind that thought that comes from God, there will be another one that comes from the enemy. And the enemy will say, if you do go by, you know you're going to be late to work. Now then, if you meditate on that and you think, well, I've got 20 minutes extra, I could go by and see him, but you think, well, no, I won't have time for a coffee break when I get to work. If I go by and see John, I won't have time to have a cup of coffee before I go to work. The devil will do everything he can to get you not to listen to God. But that's why the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4 and 5, that our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, if you allow the devil to get a stronghold in there, if he gets a stronghold, one day he puts a thought in your mind about looking at internet pornography. The screen pops up and, man, there's all kinds of pornography. You click on one of them things and begin to meditate on it, all of a sudden you'll give place to that demon. That demon will come into your mind and he will put a stronghold in you. And now every time you go to that computer, first thing you think about is going to those internet websites where there's porn. That's what you want to do. Hey, that first day you saw that, when that thing clicked up, you say, nope, that's it, out of here, capture that thought, you're gone. In the name of Jesus, I will not listen to that. I will not let my eyes fall on that trash. Let me tell you, if you do let it fall on it, and you look at it a little too long and the devil burns or implants those things in, where that you, every time you happen to look up, you see one of those pictures, you say, Lord, I'm sorry, I did capture that thought. Maybe I didn't capture it quite quick enough. So I'm asking you, Father, right now to video edit that trash out of my mind and my heart. Get it out of there. Scrub my heart with the Holy Ghost. I don't ever want to see that scene again in Jesus' name. When you capture that and cast down that, you'll be able to pull down those strongholds that the devil will put in your mind. He'll put them in there. He'll put strongholds in you so that you cannot overcome these on your own. He is far more powerful than you are in the flesh. You're no match to the devil in the flesh. But in the spirit world, he's no match to you, because greater is he, the Holy Spirit that's in you in the spirit world, than the devil that's in this world. 1 John 4:4. Greater is the Holy Ghost that's in you than the devil that's in this world. So, you don't want to go there. You don't even want to begin to think about things that are sin. You don't want to meditate on Him. You don't want to think about Him. You don't want to go there whatsoever. You want to walk wholly in obedience to God's Word. So He tells us exactly how to do it. He cast down those imaginations in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, if you haven't studied the Word of God, you have no knowledge of the Word of God. So you're a pushover for the devil. If you don't have the Word of God hidden in your heart, you absolutely are a pushover for the devil. When he comes, he will be able to knock your feet out from under you. He'll put you, that's why he gets so many young people on drugs. Even those that go to church, they don't have a clue who they are in Christ. Not a clue. They don't know that they have complete power and dominion and authority over drugs, alcohol, sex, everything. They have power over it. They don't have to yield to it. But they haven't been taught. You don't know what you can do. But the Word of God says here in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5, that you can cast down the imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And you can bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. So when any kind of a thought comes to your mind, I don't care what it is, any thought, all of a sudden a thought comes to you to get angry at somebody. Somebody done you wrong. Maybe they talked about you over the telephone and you just heard about it, or a friend calls and tells you what they done and you get angry. You didn't have to. You have control over that thought. You can control it. So you and I are going to have to get a hold of these things. We're going to have to stand on God's mighty word. Then we find also in the Word of God that Jesus has given us the keys to get everything we need in our daily walk. Just think about Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Jesus said, "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." The keys. Okay. God didn't give you the key to the church, or He may have. You may have a key to your church building where you live or where you go to church or whatever, or where you work. But God did something far more beautiful than that. He said, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom." Meditate on that a minute. As a child of God, God has turned around and handed you and me the keys to the kingdom. What are these keys? He said, "I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Technically speaking, binding and loosing is the keys of the kingdom.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.